WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 30 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with a check of news sports, or rather news headlines here on KJAN. Brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In area news, slippery roads may have been partially to blame for a rollover accident that occurred Sunday evening in Pottawatomie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2005 Ford Mustang driven by 26-year-old Santosh Servicetti of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling west on Interstate 80, about a mile east of the Shelby exit, when the car went out of control at around 6:45 p.m. The vehicle entered the north ditch and rolled over before coming to rest on its top on a barbed wire fence. Servicetti, who was wearing a seatbelt, refused medical treatment at the scene. News time is 7:07.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
A South Dakota state trooper and native of Elkhorn, Iowa, has left the hospital after spending more than 8 weeks recovering from traumatic brain injury that occurred when a suspected drunk or impaired driver he was pursuing tried to run him over. Television station KELO reports a trooper, Andrew Steen, went home on Friday. The incident which caused his injuries occurred at a Sioux Falls, South Dakota strip mall back on October 17th. In addition to the brain injury, Steen suffered a severely broken ankle. He hobbled out of the hospital with the assistance of crutches and into a waiting vehicle, but stopped to thank everyone who had been praying for him and sending well wishes over the past 8 weeks. Dozens of South Dakota Highway Patrol troopers waited at the hospital to escort the Steen family home. The head of the Highway Patrol, Colonel Craig Price, said he looks forward to having Steen back on duty. During the first few weeks of his hospitalization, Steen's parents weren't sure if their son would ever be able to walk, talk, or even function on his own again. The family credits prayer, the doctors, and an outpouring of support from the community for the trooper's quick recovery. A Facebook page, Praying for Andrew Steen, was set up to follow his progress, and it's garnered more than 13,600 likes since its inception. Elsewhere in the news, a problem with steering was to blame for an accident late Saturday morning in Montgomery County that sent two women to the hospital. According to sheriff's officials, a vehicle driven by 80-year-old Maxine Mary Wilkinson of Emerson was traveling west on Highway 34 when the steering wheel began to shake. The motion caused Wilkinson to lose control of the 1986 Pontiac, which went into the south ditch and came to rest. Wilkinson and a passenger in her car, 92-year-old Ruby Dorothy Warren of Emerson, were both transported to the Montgomery County Hospital to be checked for possible injuries. Damage to the car was estimated at $2,000. The accident happened a little before 11 a.m. Saturday, just past the intersection of Highway 34 and Evergreen Avenue. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. And during their session, which begins at 5:15, the Board will receive updates on the Schilberg Recreation Area Campground, Park Maintenance Building, and Sunnyside Park Tennis Court Reconstruction. They'll also hear an update on the Schilberg Recreation Area Dog Park and act on a request to move forward with a proposal to the Atlantic City Council for fundraising. The Parks and Rec Board will also discuss the formation of a building committee to put together ideas to be presented to the Park Board, and they're expected to hear an update on engineering and plans in the works for a boat ramp near the wastewater treatment plant. Prior to their adjournment, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will provide his report to the board, including a review of his meeting with the Schilberg Committee with regard to kiosks, mileage signs, and Vision Iowa grants. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and Cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
In our funeral announcements, Anna Brown, age 99 of Earlham, died Wednesday at the Winterset Care Center South. Funeral services for Anna Brown will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Margaret Ann McGill, age 84 of Kansas, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Margaret Ann McGill will be today at 11:30 in the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Mary Anderson, age 70, of Exira, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home at Exira has the arrangements. Lillian Granny Mart, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lillian Mart will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Kotra Smith Funeral Home in Gregory, South Dakota. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the local arrangements. Dorothy Evans, age 93, of Casey, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Evans will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lyle Short, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Short will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Billy Taggart, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Billy Taggart are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Naomi Keppel, age 87, of Bayard, died Friday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Graveside services for Naomi Keppel are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. And Rosemary Fike, age 57, of Hollywood, California, and formerly of the Orient area, died Wednesday in Los Angeles. Funeral services for Rosemary Fike are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.